a lot of the people that I saw there already knew me, so it's always nice to attend events and have various diplomats approach you and know exactly who you are, what you represent, and know about the podcast that you do as a result of being actively engaged in the community. So I can say that the Canada-China Business Council reception was one of my highlights over the past 4 months because, again, I had the opportunity to see a lot of familiar faces, but at the same time, I also networked with a number of successful investment bankers, a number of successful lawyers, and also a number of successful businessmen, diplomats, and delegates. So that's always something that's highly beneficial for me personally, but also something that's highly beneficial for our association here.
Another business council that we had an event with recently was the Canada-Turkey Business Council. And you, of course, assisted at that event.
Yes.
The ambassador of Turkey to Canada came up to you, shook your hand. It's great to see that you've really established a network for yourself. It's great for you. It's great for the NATO Association of Canada. So how did you enjoy that event that took place?
I can certainly say that I was highly impressed with your project management skills, Michael. I know you put in a lot of work towards the Canada-Turkey Business Council event. It was a huge success, in my opinion, because you had the organization of the conference was very well executed. You had a system established, which was very easy to follow. You delegated tasks, and we had our program editors and our team of interns here helping out and assisting with this conference. So I enjoyed attending, and I can say that one of the biggest highlights of attending this event and helping out and assisting with this event was, like you said, having the ambassador of Turkey and the consul general of Turkey come up to me and know exactly who I am and know exactly who the NATO Association of Canada is. So it was great for him, for the ambassador of Turkey, to approach me. I then introduced him to our vice president here, Doug Knight. I introduced him to you as one of the project managers who worked very hard on the Canada-Turkey Business Council event. And we took a picture together, and then he wanted a picture as well. So again, it all comes down to establishing strong connections and a strong relationship with the people that you network with, the people that you meet. And that's something that I've worked very hard on establishing throughout my year and a half here, is establishing a strong relationship with the diplomats in our community. There is a saying, and it goes like this. Introduce yourself until you don't have to introduce yourself any longer. When I started as a program editor of Global Horizons here, I was very involved in conducting and engaged in conducting interviews. And to date, I'm a contributor and a director of Canada's NATO podcasts. And the reason why I like doing these interviews is because it's a great way of establishing a relationship with the person that you're interviewing. And one of the main things I wanted to do as an intern was to build on our contacts and to build on our connections with the different diplomats. So I can say that as a result of serving as the public outreach coordinator, I've been very successful in securing those relationships for the NATO Association of Canada. And that's something that's been beneficial for myself personally, but most of all, it's been highly beneficial for our association.
Here at the association, everybody works together so well. We're such a unified, cohesive team. What was it like to work with the other program editors, research analysts, on the various tasks that you accomplished this year?
I can say that it's been highly beneficial to work with all of the program editors and the research analysts. Every 4 months, I have the opportunity to work with fresh talent, young talent, hungry talent, people who are ambitious, people who are here because they want to be here, and people who are here because they're so passionate about writing on certain issues pertaining to international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy, that it's been definitely beneficial for me to work with each and every program editor here, and I'm immensely thankful to all of our program editors for their hard work. I'll never forget the amount of work that we all put into our 62nd ATA General Assembly. And as project managers, you know, our job is made easy when we have talent to work with. And when the art of project management consists of delegating effectively, that's something that we did extremely well. So definitely a highlight for me is meeting and engaging with our new group of interns every 4 months. And on top of that, it's been a complete pleasure to mentor a lot of our program editors. As someone here who's, in a way, you can say, you can call me a veteran, as someone who's been here for such a long period of time, it's always exciting for me to mentor people. And I've taught a number of our program editors how to conduct interviews. I've showed a number of our members here, members of our association, how to use the podcasting software. So I'm always more than happy to assist fresh talent, young talent, and talent that is appreciative of the work that we do here.
I can say that I certainly appreciate all the help that you showed me, Magdalena, so thank you for that. And I'm sure I speak for everybody else in the office when I say that as well.
Thank you.
So going forward, you have few new podcasts coming out. Who are some of the guests that you're going to be interviewing?
So my upcoming podcast will feature a number of delegates, again, along with successful entrepreneurs. I will be interviewing Michael Hyatt, who is, he's featured on Dragon's Den. He's one of CBC's Dragons. The direction that I want to take Canada's NATO podcast is more towards continuing to have various diplomats and delegates featured on the program, but also I want to highlight some of our young, successful entrepreneurs here in Toronto. So you guys definitely stay tuned. You're in for a treat. I'm not going to stop conducting these interviews because they're highly beneficial to our young professionals and to our listeners. So that's definitely one of my next upcoming interviews. And in addition to that, I'm also looking forward to interviewing the Consul General of Italy this Wednesday with you. So that's another interview that will be released under Canada's NATO podcast. And with that being said, throughout the holidays, what I plan on doing is implementing a strategy for the new year. I'm going to be here for another term, so I definitely have a number of people that email me and contact me requesting interviews. So I will get to all of the emails when time permits. But no, I'm definitely excited to work on more interviews and to also collaborate with you on upcoming podcasts.
So just a final question, Magdalena. Over the next few months, what is something that you hope to achieve? What is a long-term goal of yours, whether it's with the NATO Association or projects that you're doing by yourself? What's something that you hope to achieve?
That's a really good question, Michael, and I'm glad that you asked that. Something that I plan to achieve is definitely pursuing a career in diplomacy. I have a strong connection and many strong relationships with the different consul generals and ambassadors across Canada, and especially the ones that I've interviewed. So with my Polish background, I would potentially love to explore the possibilities and the options available to me as potentially serving as a consul general or an ambassador one day.
I wanted to thank you personally for sitting down today for this interview, Liz. Really great to speak with you, Magdalena. And for everybody listening, as Magdalena said, stay tuned for many great projects that are coming up in the future. And on behalf of the NATO Association of Canada, we thank you for listening.
Michael, thank you so much.